Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Abundant Life Mastery. Key number 3, connect with infinite wisdom, audio lesson. So this month, you are getting one longer audio lesson versus 2 shorties. So if you want to listen to just part of this audio lesson and then go back and listen to the rest maybe a little bit later or the next day, that is completely up to you. So definitely make sure to get scheduled to listen to it all the way though within the next few days. So we are all connected to something bigger. You might call it infinite wisdom, God, source, universe. And the truth is, we have become disconnected for lots of reasons due to difficult life circumstances, trauma, perhaps our upbringing, our beliefs from our parents or from religion has caused us to be disconnected. And learning to reconnect and listen to the guidance that you are receiving is so important, so that you can fully create and live your life of passion, purpose, abundance, and freedom. And so that's what we're going to be doing with this key. So just a little reminder, as always, to give yourself that gentle reminder that this is a process. This program is a process. Your healing, your life, your journey. So really, we all have a different journey, a different process, a different path, whatever word you choose to use, whatever you'd like to call that. And so to really honor your path, your journey, your process, no need to compare it to anybody else's, because that's just silly, right? And I know we've all learned to do that, and it just doesn't work. We were all put on this planet with a different purpose, with different lessons and different, just everything, personality, just everything so unique to us. So comparing ourselves is just kind of a waste of time. So really trusting you are exactly where you need to be today. Each and every day, each and every moment, right? Remind yourself of that anytime some of that comparison, not good enough, any of that stuff comes back in. So I do promise you that if you show up, do the work, listen to the classes, show up live, if you're doing the live program, do the written work, self-inquiry, use the guided practices daily, I promise you will see and feel a shift in your life. Probably have already in some way, shape, or form since we're moving into key 3, right? But definitely after we move through all 12 keys, you will see a huge transformation. I really do feel that. So let's go ahead and dive into today's topic content, connect with infinite wisdom. So as I mentioned before, when I say infinite wisdom, some people might be like, what are you talking about? So really, it's whatever you call the thing that is bigger than you. You might call that source. You might call it God. You might call it Mother Nature, Gaia. You might call it universe. So it really doesn't matter to me. You can fill in the blank with whatever word you want to use, but it is that which is bigger than you. That's what we're talking about in this lesson, in this key. Now, some of us believe that when we talk about that, that means it's religious. How do I want to say this? I'm going to encourage you to think about this as spirituality, not religion, even if you have a religion. Okay? Because a lot of times religion has beliefs as well that can hold you back from truly connecting. So religion and spirituality are not the same thing. They can be, but they're not. So in this, for this key, I would like us to try to put to the side anything that you've learned. And this is going to be interesting to do this. Beliefs, rules with religion, and really have this be a focus of spirituality. So they're not the same thing necessarily. They can be. Okay, so I'm just asking you to take off whatever religion, just while you're listening, just while you're playing with this, just take off that hat so that you can be completely open to us connecting. And I'll talk more about that later. So, you know, I grew up Catholic, right? And I'll talk about this throughout this lesson. I grew up Catholic, and as most of you know, there are lots of rules that go with being Catholic. Now, I was kind of forced into that. I didn't really believe in that stuff as I grew up, but I was forced to attend church and go to Sunday school and be baptized under the Catholic religion. But when I turned 18 and I became an adult, I didn't believe in that, so I let it go. But unfortunately, I didn't just let that go. I let the whole concept of spirituality and God, I let all of it go. And I'll tell you, it didn't work out for me so well. And I'll tell you that story a little more about that story in a little bit. So, yeah, so take a breath and just know that you're going to have a lot of stuff come up around this, probably most of you, around this topic. So what is the importance of connecting with something that is bigger than you, infinite wisdom? Well, if we don't have that connection, we think that we have to do it all alone. We have to figure it out all by ourselves. We have to make things happen. That causes a lot of stress and anxiety, panic, mentally, physically, and emotionally, right? It causes us to overdo. If we're in control, like, of everything, then we have to be busy doing and making things happen. And for a lot of us, that, you know, we strive and struggle a lot. So also, when we don't have that connection and trust in something bigger, infinite wisdom, what happens is our egos take over, and also not only do our egos take over, but also other people's opinions. People pleasing, right? What other people, you know, we're either playing God or we give it over to somebody else as to, you know, what we quote unquote should be doing in our lives. And we know how that works out as well, right? Not so good. So we really want to connect with and get our guidance from the thing that is bigger than us, infinite wisdom, the thing that knows the big picture, right? We don't know the big picture. We can never know the big picture as little, you know, human beings. We might think we have an idea of the big picture, and I think the more that we're connected with infinite wisdom, we get glimpses or guidance of the bigger picture, especially if that's our work. Like, you know, that's what my work is. I often get guidance about my clients, right? Because that's my job. That's my purpose, is to help you and teach you how to get your guidance so that you can get your own guidance. But in the meantime, sometimes you need a little bit of help, right? So I'm going to tell you a secret. Well, first I'm going to have you rate on a scale of 1 to 10, and then I'm going to tell you the secret. So on a scale of 1 to 10, and I know that you may have rated this before when you did the blueprint, but I know it maybe has shifted a little bit too. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being that you are so connected, And one being that you are so disconnected, don't want to have anything to do with, don't believe in something bigger than you. That would be like a one. That might even be a zero. So go ahead and give yourself a little rating right now on how much you're connected, trusting, and following. So again, you might want to rate, have two levels of rating or two separate ratings. One might be how connected do you think you are at this moment? And then how much do you trust and follow the guidance you get? Because I believe and know for myself and with many of my clients, we are really connected. We really get the guidance. But do we then trust and follow it? That's a whole nother thing. So give yourself two scores. One for how much you're connected and one for how much you trust and follow your guidance. From your higher levels. I call it higher levels at this moment. So awesome. So here's the secret, you guys. And some of you from a previous program may know what I'm going to say. So the truth is that we're always connected. We were born connected. Even if you don't think you're connected, you are. And when we talked about connection with self last month, connect with and trust yourself, there's no way that that doesn't include infinite wisdom. You are part of infinite wisdom. Creator, universe, energy, whatever you want to call it, you are part of that. So you are always connected, whether you believe it or not. Now, you don't always follow the guidance you're getting, or you might not even be aware that you get any at all because you're disconnected, because you think you're disconnected, right? So a lot of the things that I was talking about in connect with self and trust really applies to this month, because we cannot not be connected to that which is bigger than us, right? Because we were born into it, and we will always, always be connected. So just take a moment to breathe, because I know for some of you, your egos are probably just going crazy right now. And that is okay. That is completely okay. So what's next here? So we know why it's important. We know the secret, right? So how did we become disconnected? If we were born deeply connected, how did this disconnectedness or not trusting and following our guidance, how did that happen? As I've said in previous classes, pretty much because of the environment we grew up in, your upbringing, your religious background, maybe difficult life circumstances cause the disconnection. So I'm going to say that again. We were born deeply connected to whatever you want to call it, but that which is bigger. How could we not be? But we became disconnected and stopped trusting and following the guidance for several reasons. One, because of our upbringing. Maybe beliefs by your family around spirituality, God, whatever you want to call it, religious beliefs, difficult life circumstances or trauma. Those are the main things. Getting too busy. Oh, I almost forgot one of the biggies, right? Just getting too damn busy. Even if you are somebody that goes to church or are somebody that goes to church once a week, if that is the only time you're connecting, we got a problem. Once a week for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours isn't enough. and you don't have to go to church to connect. Right? So I'm going to get into more of the blocks right now. So what are the blocks to connecting with infinite wisdom? So we're going to go to connecting first, and then we're going to move on to the blocks to getting and trusting the guidance, trusting and following, right? Getting, trusting, following the guidance that you receive. Well, one of the blocks to connecting and getting your guidance, right, connecting with infinite wisdom, is that you don't believe in it. That's an obvious one, right? If you don't believe that there's something bigger than you, or you doubt it, even a little bit of doubt, you will not have that full connection and therefore not get the guidance. So why would we not believe in it? Why would we doubt it? And like I said before, maybe we don't believe in it because we had, an upbringing that one or both of our parents maybe didn't believe in God or, you know, something bigger. Perhaps some bad things happened in your life. So for instance, I had quite a bit of trauma, right? Abuse and trauma. So I thought to myself, how could there possibly be a God if all this bad shit is happening? And even if there is, I sure as hell ain't gonna trust it. Why would I trust a God who did all this bad shit to me, right? That let it happen. So, or maybe we're like, well, there can't be one because, you know, even I wouldn't trust it, or that thing sure ain't showing up for me and protecting me and taking care of me, because if it was, this stuff wouldn't have happened to me to begin with. Right? Now, we could also not believe in it or doubt our connection, because a lot of religions, a lot of religions have us believe that we cannot connect, that we have to go through a priest or, you know, whatever you want to call it in the religion that you grew up in, that we ourselves cannot actually connect and get guidance, that there's a middleman, right? Because we're not special enough. Or, you know, whatever it is that you were told, right? So another thing that blocks connection is we reject it. So this is different than not believing in it. So rejecting it. So for some of us, religion has put a bad taste in our mouth. Lots of rules, lots of punishment. And so we're like, forget it. I don't want to be connected to a God that's punishing, that tells me I'm a sinner. Right? I don't want to be connected to something like that. So a lot of us reject it because of our religion growing up. Things, you know. And again, reject it because if it's a God who, you know, didn't protect me in the past, bad things happened. I don't want to be connected to anything like that. Why would I want to be connected to something that makes me feel bad or that didn't show up for me? And then, of course, the big block to connecting is we are just too damn busy. We don't take the time to connect. Or maybe we think we do, but then we're not listening, right? So those are the three big blocks that keep us from connecting with something bigger. Infinite wisdom. Not believing in it, doubting it, rejecting it, and then just being too damn busy and not taking the time to ask and or listen. So a lot of us take time and we might ask, we might pray, right? Praying is often seen as asking, but then we get busy and we don't listen. So you can't hear guidance by just asking, right? You've got to really have a way and make time to listen as well. So I want to move into next the blocks to actually getting, once you're connected, right? Once you're connected, once you've cleared out the beliefs, right? Once you believe that you can connect with something bigger and that you're special enough and good enough and that there really is something that's out there that loves and supports you and you're not rejecting it because you're like, oh my God, it's just religion. I don't know. And you actually take the time. Then we can get into getting, trusting, and following our guidance. So what are the blocks to getting guidance once you're connected, to trusting it, and then to following it? I'm going to go through five big blocks. Now, of course, there's probably more than this, but I'm going to go through the five biggies that I have found to be true for myself and my clients up to this point. So again, we can believe, number one, we can believe we're not worthy of getting the guidance, like, or that we just can't get it. Like we're not connected enough to get guidance. Like we just can't do it. That's a belief, right? That's a block that we believe we can't, or that we're not worthy of getting it. Number two, fear. I know that you knew fear was going to be coming in. So fear, lots of fears. Our egos have lots of fears. So some fears are that can block you from getting the guidance, or maybe you get it, but then you don't trust it or follow it. Is what will other people say? So this falls into people pleasing, right? Oh my God, what would other people say, my family, my spouse, my friends, my kids, if I did this? What would my coworkers say if I got guidance to quit my job and I quit it? Oh my God. If I got guidance to go off my medication and I'm sick and I go off of it, what would they say? These are all ones from my personal experiences, so I'm sharing it with you. Oh my God, I just got guidance to, you know, I just moved back to Sedona, and I got guidance that this summer I am to, you know, not be in Sedona. I'm to go live in a tent in Wyoming and Montana. Yeah, right? What would people say? So, a big part of getting, trusting, and following your guidance after you're connected is letting go of, continuing to let go of people-pleasing and caring what other people think. Because the truth is, nobody else knows what you need to do but you and your inner guru, infinite wisdom. Nobody else has your guidance. You know, maybe I have some for you because I'm not attached to it, but people that are closest to you are usually very attached, and especially people that aren't on this path living, you know, conscious connected lives, because they've got their own fears. They've got their own stuff, right? Their own blocks, their own beliefs. So another fear is that of survival. So this kind of all goes together, you guys, because the ego's fears are all based on survival, right? So really when I say people-pleasing, others' opinions, we're really afraid of losing love, right? So fear of losing love is a survival fear. Love and attention. Fear of losing our health, right? Like, what if I do this and I get worse? What if I go off the medication and I end up getting worse? That was a biggie for me with the MS, but I got very clear guidance to stop giving myself that damn shot. So loss, the ego can be afraid of losing, fear of losing because of survival, our health, love, attention, and of course, money. So I got guidance to go on this trip in August this coming year. It's a trip for it doesn't matter what it's for. I just got guidance to go on this trip. And it's actually, if you guys have heard of Neil Diamond, him too. Neil Donald Walsh, Conversations with God is his series and what he's known for. Anyways, I got guidance to go on this trip months ago. And I thought, that's nice. Okay, it's $5,000. I don't have $5,000 right now to sign up. But okay. And I said to my higher levels, if you want me to go, then bring me the money. Right? Show me the money. And about a month ago, I woke up and I do meditation every morning to connect with my higher levels, you know, to get started in the day. And out of nowhere came this, like, go look at this. And sure enough, they said they had another spot still available, two spots actually. And I thought, okay, I'm going to contact the guy and talk to him, the guy who's running this. So I did. And I said to him, you know, I really want to go. I don't have all the money at this moment, but I'm going to trust in the next couple of days if it comes in, you know, meant to go. And he said, okay. So, believe it or not, and of course you're going to believe this, I'm sure, because it's the stuff I share with you, the money came in within a few days. One of my clients paid in full. A new client paid in full. Almost the exact amount of the trip. So, you guys, I'm sharing that with you because all of those ego fears around losing, you know, love, attention, money, health, if you're really meant to do something, if you're getting guidance to do something, the universe, God, infinite wisdom will support you. And you have to be open to receiving it. Okay? So we're going to do some things this, you know, to help you release the fears and all that stuff. Because the truth is, people might leave you. You might lose love or attention from somebody. You might. You might lose money. But then later on, you might get even more money. Right? Your health might take a little turn down for a little bit, but then that's because it's really meant to build back up. So, there you go. Ego fears can block guidance. Number three block to getting, trusting, and following guidance from infinite wisdom is judgment. Again, this is ego. Your ego may say, well, I don't like this. I don't like this guidance. Or, oh my God, this is going to be so hard. You want me to do this? It's going to be so hard to do it. I don't know how on earth I'm going to do it. And just that right there can keep you from moving forward and following your guidance. So your ego may not like it. So judgment, right? The ego says, I don't like this. And the ego might not like it for many reasons. Because the ego might go back to the fears, right? Or it might be like, oh my God, it's so hard. Like, I don't know how to do this. And then that could block your guidance. Number four block. This is a little related to the last one, but you get caught up in how, you know, you get guidance and then you get caught up in, I need to figure it out before I take an action. Right? So it's kind of getting caught up in the hows. Figuring out all the hows before you take an action. Maybe you want a guarantee first before you take the action. You want to know what's going to happen. You want to know how it's going to work out. Figure it all out. There are no guarantees. Okay? Never. There is never a guarantee, and we can waste so much time, precious time, if we try to figure everything out by ourselves before we take an action, before we follow our guidance. The truth is, if you are given guidance to do something, you will be shown how to do it, if you are open to receiving that and believe that. There have been things that I've been asked to do that I'm like, I have no clue. Probably almost 2 years ago, I was told, I had an intuitive reading and was told that I was going to create a certification. I was going to create certification programs. And I thought, wow, I kind of got guidance that that was going to happen, but I have no idea what that's going to look like or how. And I stayed open to being shown. 2 years later, well, last year actually, I started doing the therapeutic meditation process training certification. Right? And at this time, I have my third person that just signed up to go through it. So sometimes we get guidance and we don't know how the hell it's going to happen. But if we believe that we're going to be shown how and we're going to be guided, then it will, right? So the last one, the fifth block, is wanting to know why. We want to understand, have an explanation, know why. Why this guidance? I'm getting guidance through this. Why? You know, it's funny. I was actually talking to one of you guys recently, this past week, and you asked me, you said, well, you know, you were told to go off the medication, you got guidance to go off your MS medication, and, you know, how long did it take you to, you know, to see why? And it was like, well, it took me probably 5 years to really start to understand why. And what we need to do, and this is an ego thing again, the ego wants to know why. And we're not always going to get to know why. We might not get to know why for months, years, maybe until we're on our deathbed. We may not know why we were guided to do something. So really letting go of the need to know why when you get guidance is a big one, right? Oftentimes the guidance we get does not make sense. It is not rational. And it is going to trigger your ego. So, yeah. So those are the blocks. Those are the blocks. So I know I've given you quite a few of my own examples, but I'll just tell you a tiny bit more about my story, right? I mean, I already shared that I was Catholic, rejected it. As soon as I hit 18, it was like, I am not going to church. I'm an adult. I hate those rules. I don't believe in a God that is that punishing and that, you know, a God that let all of that abuse and trauma happen to me, that gave me those parents that neglected me. Right? Why would an alcoholic father, a depressed mother, let me get date raped? Let my cousins abuse me when I was growing up? Like, why on earth? You know what I'm saying? So what happened, long story short, is when I got diagnosed with MS, it was kind of like what I call that dark night of the soul. Carolyn Mace calls it that. She's one of the doctors, mind-body healing doctors I've studied with. Dark night of the soul. And, you know, I was on my knees, but really I was on my back. I was bedridden for a couple of months. It was pretty bad. And that's when I started to turn and really start questioning, connecting with something bigger. You know, I also went through, you guys might be familiar with it, I went through Al-Anon. So you know how AA is for people with alcoholism, Al-Anon is for people that have, you know, grow up or have alcoholics in their life. And my dad is an alcoholic. And so, you know, that program also got me back to, you know, it said, it doesn't matter what you believe in. Call it whatever you want. And I started with Mother Nature, you guys. I could not say the G word for years. Even when I started to connect again with spirit, source, universe, I called it Mother Nature at first. Then I moved to universe. Now I call it higher levels. And I do still say God once, you know, I have no problem with the word God now. It's all encompassing for me. So there you have it. That's just a little piece of my story. And, you know, it's amazing that I'm here teaching this, because if you would have told me that I was going to be teaching connecting with something bigger in a year-long program 5 years ago, I would have told you were nuts, right? I would have told you were absolutely nuts. So my own experience of leaving and then coming back and reconnecting is why I'm here teaching it with you. You know, and we're going to get into it more in, you know, our next class. But one of the things to come to understand is that we were given certain experiences in our life because of what our purpose is in this lifetime. So it's not that God or infinite wisdom let something bad happen to me. That was part of my big picture, that I had abuse, or I wouldn't be here with you guys, many of you who've had abuse and trauma. I wouldn't be here being able to support you and teach how to heal that if I hadn't had those experiences, right? So just a reminder. So I want to just move into a few tools for connecting today. And then we'll get into more tools in the next class. So, let me see here. Lost my outline. So, tools to connect with infinite wisdom. So, how do we get our guidance? Right? So those are some good questions. How do we connect? How do we get our guidance? We know the blocks, and that we need to work on releasing the blocks, right? We know that, and we're going to do that with the guided practices and some of the written work and reflection. But let's first go to, how do we get our guidance? And I talked a little bit about this in our last key. So we get our guidance, many of us get our guidance in several ways. We can get it through feelings in our body. Like this morning, I had signed up for this training last week. The training's in a couple of weeks, because I got a yes, right? I got guidance to sign up for it. Now, I got guidance this morning. No. Yes, you're to do the training, but not this month. And I double-checked it, right? And I'm going to help you with that. But I double-checked it with a feeling. So I got guidance in the form of a thought, words. So some of you might get it in your guidance with words or thoughts or a voice. And then I tend to check mine. That's the way I typically get mine. Sometimes I get it in pictures, visions, right? Some of us have, you know, get images or visions as guidance. And then I suggest that however you get it, you know, our feelings and our emotions also give us guidance. I always check it with my body, with feelings. So I closed my eyes and actually pictured myself going to that training this month. And I got the, feeling in my chest, like a, that does not feel good. That is not a good feeling. And then I opened my eyes and then I closed them again and I asked, okay, am I to do this training in the future? And I got a yes. I actually got a word, and in my body, that bad feeling went away in my body. Okay. So we can get our guidance, number one, in several ways: feelings in our body, sensations, emotions, thoughts, voices, words, images, visions. And sometimes, I don't know how else to say it, except sometimes we just know. Like sometimes we just know something. We didn't hear a voice or a thought. We just know. It's like, yeah, I know that. I don't know how I know that, but I know it. So sometimes it's just a knowing as well. So just wanted to touch on that before we got into some of the other tools, because I think it's important to know how you can get your guidance. So I actually want, that'll be our reflection number one, is how do you get your guidance? And some of you may say, I don't know, but I think you do know. So whatever you think, however you think you get your guidance. Do you get it with feelings, emotions, thoughts, voices, words, images, visions? Or do you just know what you know sometimes? That's reflection question tool number one. Number two, growing up. I want you to shine the light on your past for a little bit and ask yourself, why did I stop connecting and trusting something bigger, infinite wisdom? How did I become disconnected? How and why, when and why did I stop connecting and trusting? Was it because of religion? Was it because of your parents? Bad things happened to you? Write down. There might be more than one, right? So I had more than one that I shared with you. So write down what has caused your disconnection. Being too busy, not taking the time, right? As we got older, a lot of us got busier and busier. So take some time to reflect on that and write down all the reasons. Some of you might have one, some of you might have more than one. Number three, reflection. What keeps you from connecting with and or trusting and following your infinite wisdom today? So it can be the same things you wrote down as in the one prior, right? And then it can obviously be more than that. Maybe time, you're too busy. Maybe you don't believe in something bigger, or maybe you don't believe you're special enough to get guidance. Maybe fears, you know, survival fears, losing love, money, your health might be keeping you from trusting and following the guidance. So what are the reasons why you are not a 10 right now in connection and a 10 with trusting and following your guidance within in connection with his infinite wisdom? Then I want you to go over to your beliefs page, right? Create a page. I've had you create a page or a document called beliefs. And given what you've just uncovered in these reflection questions and listening to this class, what beliefs do you hold about connecting and or trusting and following something bigger than you? God, infinite wisdom, source, universe. What beliefs do you hold about connecting and or trusting or lack of? I want you to write those down. Type them down, however you're doing it. And I want you to head over, if you're in the live group program, I want you to head over to the Facebook page and I want you to share one of the beliefs. Okay? I want you to share one of the beliefs. And then once you've written those down or typed them, I want you to come up with an opposite or positive for each one. Now I'm going to have some for you to work with in the guided TMP process, right? We're going to be working with those blocks and beliefs so that we can release them in the guided TMP. That's what's going to help you to do that. One of the big things that's going to help you to do that, besides just the awareness that you're getting right now with the reflection questions. Then you're going to download and start using the guided TMP practice, right? And at least at bedtime as you fall asleep. Let it reprogram in your subconscious mind as you fall asleep. Now, you may also want to use it during the day, during your quote-unquote nap or after work rest break. You might want to use this practice. Now, you're going to have many practices, right? Many TMPs, guided TMPs to choose from. So you're going to start rotating this one in at least once a day this month. And then you can, if you're doing the TMP twice a day, you can rotate in another one from a previous month as well, or a previous program. Some of you have personalized practices from me that we did in your one-on-ones. So I'd also like you to download and start using. I created a special, instead of two guided TMP practices this month, I recorded a guided TMP practice like usual, and it's going to be a longer one, like a middle-length one. But I also recorded a special, how do I say this? Connection, a guided connection practice for you to use in the morning or really any time of day, but I recommend you use it first thing in the morning. It's only going to be about 10 minutes. And that is going to walk you through, help you to connect, a mini little practice to connect besides the longer guided TMP practice. So I did start to connect with using the guided TMP practice. And I want to share with you a different way that I connect in the morning as well. Okay? So you'll have two practices, but one's going to be a pure kind of guided TMP, and the other one's going to be more of a guided connection exercise. Download both and use them daily. The other thing I'd like you to do each morning, and this can go along with your journaling each morning, is spend 5 minutes connecting. Because when you're connecting with yourself, you're really connecting with something bigger, infinite wisdom, if you allow it to. Right? Self, like I said before, the secret is it's the same thing. Or, it's connected to the same thing. So I like to write in my journal each morning, Dear Higher Levels, or just I'll put higher level, HL, with a heart around it. So you can do universe, God, whatever with a heart around it, and then start writing down your thoughts, feelings, questions, things you need to make decisions or choices on, whatever you want. So it's not an additional, right? It's the same thing when I ask you to journal 5 to 10 minutes every morning. But this time, you're actually going to write down the word of whatever it is that you call it, and then you're going to start journaling, okay? Writing, journaling, whatever you want to call it. And then the last thing I'd like you to do as a tool, again, this is not something brand new, but on your mirror, screensaver on your phone or computer, someone shared recently that they actually wrote it on their windshield in their car. You could also do post-it notes, right? On your car is to have a heart's desire on trusting infinite wisdom. So one that I like to use is I am always loved, guided, and supported. And then you can add, by God, higher level, universe, or you don't have to add that word. You could just know that that's what it means. But I am always loved, guided, and supported. So that's one that I really like to use. And I'll give you a few more in the guided practice, and we'll talk about that in our next class. So I know there was a lot to this class today. So just take a breath. I definitely recommend to go back and listen to it again. And start using some of these tools to connect, right? Do the reflection writing. Download both of a guided TMP practice and the other practice that I'm creating for you. I'm just going to call it the connection to divine infinite wisdom. I don't know what I'm going to label it yet. I still need to record it, but I'm going to have you, download both of those. And then when you are journaling in the morning, make sure to write down before you start, higher levels, God, and I like to put mine in a little heart, and then I just start writing. Okay? And then, of course, reminders on your mirror, screensaver, computer, post-it notes, dry erase marker on your mirror, on your windshield, your fridge, wherever you want to put them. You might want to use I am always loved, guided, and supported. Or you might come up with your own. And I'll be sharing more in the guided TMP practice as well. So, remember progress, not perfection. Be gentle but firm with yourself in using the tools. It is normal to fall off the wagon, you guys. This connection or reconnection takes practice, right? Because we've cut it off so much, a lot of us. And some of us aren't completely cut off, but we could be more connected, more deeply connected. Or maybe we get the guidance, but we're not following it, right? We're not trusting and following it because of one of the other blocks, maybe fear. So practice, progress, not perfection. Awesome. Have an awesome week. And remember that you are worth it. You are worthy of the time and the attention to take for yourself in this journey, this process, that you really need to put you first, okay? even those of you with children, right? If you want to be the role model that you're here to be, right? This work is so important. And for those of you who have clients, right, who are doing some kind of coaching or healing work or nutrition work or whatever it is, again, this work is so important for you so that you can more fully live your purpose and help your people that you're here to help, that you're here to teach or coach. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.